Gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning.
Kid, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy fittipelli.
You're in bed! Bravo, let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be revving up my motor up.
To do it.
That is unbelievable, man.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
I love that welcome on Friday nights. It's finally Friday. We made it in here. And running a little late, but I told you if there was any possible way that I could make it. So, obviously, there was a possible way. We were a little late. Like I said, we come down to Phoenix because my daughter made the state track deal down here. So, she's doing that. And I've never really been big into sports and stuff, but she is doing so well. I could not possibly pass up a chance to support her up here. So we come down, and guess what I found? The reason I'm late, guess what's right next door? I mean right next door. I can step out here and hit it with a rock. There is a Waffle House right next door. And if there's a Waffle House within walking distance, I'm going there. I don't care what time of the day or night it is, and I don't care if I'm hungry or not. If there's a Waffle House, I'm going to go check it out. That's where we had dinner. That's where we're going to have breakfast. That's probably where we'll have lunch. We'll have dinner there tomorrow night. And Sunday morning before we leave, we'll have breakfast there once again. Needless to say, I am very fond of Waffle House. I've eaten at Waffle Houses from wherever they exist, in places they're not even supposed to be. But I'll hunt them down. And there used to be one in Farmington. And I think, I don't know that there was ever two of them. I think they moved that one out. Well, I know they moved that one out. So I think Farmington's out of luck now. But I've eaten at them all over the South anyway. Live by remote. We are kind of live by remote. We are broadcasting to you from a motel in downtown Phoenix, or Mesa, Mesa, Arizona. So, we got some stuff lined up. I'm a little behind the curve, not quite as ready as I could be, but I'm going to throw this out there and B2Basic. I know what's going on, sweetheart. I'm glad you made it in here tonight, and hopefully this will help to make things a little easier for you for a little while. I'll do the best I can. I've got a few songs already picked out here, but I'm going to find some more uplifting songs if I can, just because I think that's a good idea right now. But this one maybe not so much. But pretty soon, we'll have one.
Every night you go to bed crying. There's nothing left to do when love is dying. So before the whole world knows how it hurts, don't you think it's time we pull the curtain? So many times I talked you out of leaving, and so many times you tried to fight the feeling. I guess we try and fail once too often. Now the suitcase down the hallway does the talking. That just about does it, don't it? That'll just about. It's sad to think that words could come between us, and what I said, God knows I didn't mean it. It's time we realize this time it's over. It's tearing us apart to stay together, and that just about does it, don't it? That'll just about kill it, won't it? Maybe
sorry about that. I was reading. I've got a couple of stories here I want to get to here in a little while. But for right now, we're just going to kind of coast along. I've got to catch my breath here. It was, you know, when you go to Waffle House, here's the deal. You can walk in and act like you know what you're doing. You don't have to go in there and tell them I've never been here before. What you do is you go in and sit down. She says, can I help you? And you say, yeah. I'll have a double, scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, and topped. And since it's evening, I'll go ahead and do peppered, and I'll just take a big glass of water with that. You got it? I'll take hash browns, scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, and topped. And if you like jalapenos, just go ahead and tell them peppered. Now, if you're let's say it's breakfast time. Now, topped is okay, but you might want to exchange topped for country. That's better for. I had country tonight. What that means is they have the hash browns scattered out on the grill. That's the first one, scattered. Covered is smothered. Smothered is onions. Covered. Covered is what? I've been doing this for so long, I've never paid any attention. Scattered, smothered, covered, chunked. Chunked is chunked ham all over it. And then if you want it topped, it'll be covered up with real good chili. If you want it country, son, let me explain this to you. If you want it country, they put on a real good, thick, white country gravy all over the top of it. And it is awesome. It is to die for. Kill for, whatever you have to do, go to Waffle House. And they've got other stuff too, but I don't know what it is. Because I ain't never had nothing out of Waffle House except hash brown, scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked, covered, that, as you were. Scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, and topped. Or country. Now, when I first started going to Waffle House, they didn't have the country. Scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, and topped was all they had. And then they added diced, if you want diced up tomatoes, grilled tomatoes. They added peppered, if you want sliced jalapenos. They added capped, if you want mushrooms. And they added country, if you want absolutely amazing good white country gravy. So that's what you do when you get to Waffle. Now they got other stuff, you know. They got waffles. That's how come they call it Waffle House. And they got ham and eggs and breakfast stuff and all kinds of other stuff. But I've been eating in Waffle House as regular as I could. If there was one around, I'm eating there. And I started in '93 is the first time I went to Waffle. I was in Lithonia, Georgia. And every time I happen to go buy one right now, I'll go there. I've probably eaten there like 118,000 times or something like that. And I had hash browns, scattered, smothered, covered, kilogram, you're right, thank you, in Yakima Glock. So I've had scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, and topped around 118,000 times. That's how many times I've been to Waffle House, I think.
whoever I chance to meet. Some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, but anytime at any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of our happiness, some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. What you've got to do, kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Are cold, but still she holds me to that vow. What once was love is now a prison wall.
Prison wall.
And though I break away to meet you anyhow, I have to say, please remember when you call. If a woman phone, don't take a chance, please don't ask for me. If a woman answers, hang up the phone. I love you, but darling, I'm not free. The chains that bind this heart of mine may never break, but they can't stop my heart from wanting you. I know that I should say don't call for both our sakes, but I can't, so remember when you do. If I would take a chance, please don't ask for me. If a woman answers, hang up the phone. I love you, but darling, I'm not free. I love you, but darling, I'm not free.
You know, Kilogram, I think that's the damn problem is, I think I wouldn't make a whole lot of money. Because I'd probably be in, it'd be like what it used to be if I'd opened up a beer joint in my front yard. I would have drank up all the profits and I wouldn't have made any money. And I'd be like, my wife would be like, I'm going to hire a wino to decorate our home. And that's what would happen if we put a Waffle House. I love Waffle House. I would take Waffle House over about near anything out there. There's other things that I can that I like pretty good, but Waffle House is where it's at. So, let me see what's going on in the chat room here before we move on. Pac and Mama. Who's saying hello to Pac and Mama? And I don't see Pac and Mama in there. There she is. I'm not sure who Pac and Mama is, but I'm glad you joined us tonight. Hopefully, we'll do something right, and you'll come back and visit us here from time to time. So, glad you made it in here anyway. You know what? I know that there's a better version of that song out there somewhere that's got better sound. So we're going to try that again. Let's see here. Well, while I'm looking, we'll just do this one here.
It'll just get you down. You let life get to you. 'Cause everybody said something, none of it's true. Well, I just don't care when them times get hard. 'Cause I got everything I need right out in my yard. Chevrolet. She takes me home after work. Don't ever miss a day. She don't care what I am. She don't care what I ain't. But she ain't no Jeep pickup haul. She just needs a cup of cold paint. I love my truck. It's right outside. I ain't got much love. The show got a ride. Don't matter who lived, it don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. Yeah. She don't care if I don't work a lick. She'll start every time if the choke don't stick. She will never doubt me, 'cause she never leaves home without me. See, I love my truck, it's right outside. I ain't got much love, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lived, don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. I got my truck right by my side. Yeah. I've got my truck right by my side.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up. The paintings on your wall, marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your life be found help you dry your tears when the new wars off of your crystal chandelier? Never did fit in too well. See that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do. And you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately
could find the crown that had you laughing loud, help you dry your tears. When the new words off of your crystal chandelier, I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, and then it fades away. Crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your laughing loud help you dry your tears? When the new words off of your crystal chandelier, when the new words on from your crystal chandelier. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's just move right along here. Come on. Hustle it up here.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm a truck.
I don't believe that for a minute.
You've heard songs about truck drivers, many times their stories told. How they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road, bounced the Feather River Canyon and climbing the old grapevine, that old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they've left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They'll drive their way roaring, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Well, there he sits in that clay, drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably telling them how he topped that hill 10 miles back. He ought to tell him how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was sitting up on Jack. Or how we took that curve over on 66. Hadn't been me hanging on the shoulder, we'd have both wound up in the ditch. If we're on time, he takes the credit. If we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills with shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My tackle running red lights, sucking diesel from the tanks. I take him south and bring him back without a word of thanks. So now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. And what do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me next to that little pink Mac sitting over there? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flaps. Talk about stacks. They're both chromed. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on the tires. You know, for 2 pints of diesel, I'd have a flat on the inside dual. Ha, that fix him. I never did like the way he drives anyhow. Thinks he's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why he don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers. As her tears began to fall, she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said,
Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
She said he really missed the family, being home on Christmas Day, and he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
Hey, I'm not sure what, why is somebody talking on my show right now? Stop. Go away. We got to talk. We got to see, there's a series of events happening here. We'll kind of play it by ear here and see. The class that was going to be held in Yakima is going to be held about 2.5 hours or so north of Yakima now. It's going to be up 9 miles from the Canadian border, right on the Columbia River. It's an awesome place, beautiful up there. And that's where the class is going to be now. So for those that it's already paid, it's okay with them. We've okayed that. So it is going to be moved. That is for sure. So if you want to get in on, and then we're going to do this, since this worked out, excuse me. Since this, you know what, hang on just a second here. I swallowed a bug there and the legs got kind of hung up in my throat, so I had to. Since this worked out so well for me, because there's some events going on up there that I wanted to go to anyway, so you will never, ever, ever, ever find this class any cheaper than this. Ever again. Normally it's $950, and I usually do when I go up in that part of the country, I put a coupon code on there to give you $100 off. Well, as of day before yesterday, or it may have been yesterday, I don't remember, I changed that coupon code to give you $200 off. So now this $950 class is $750. The people that have already paid will get a $100 bill and put in their pocket whenever I get there. So they get the same. I don't want them to think they got screwed there. So anyway, great class, 3 days. It's actually, basically, it's almost a 4-day class, because the evening of the second day, Saturday night, we have a night shoot where we go out and go through quite a number of different techniques and actual shooting and stuff.
in the dark with flashlights and night sights and quite a explanation, you know, detailed description of the different types of aids for nighttime use. So we spend a lot of time on the range, shoot quite a bit. You're going to shoot about 800 rounds of ammunition. And so that's what's going on. What I don't know for sure yet is what's going to happen with the Arms Expo. I'm trying to work that out, and I think probably by the 12th of this month, that is in 6 days, I will let you know for absolutely positively sure, providing my truck don't blow up. My truck's going to quit running up there one of these days. I've made a lot of trips with that old truck. It's well over 300,000 miles now. Still runs like a top. Don't have any problem with it. One of these days, it's going to leave me walking on the side of the highway. So I hope that doesn't happen anytime soon, because I ain't real fond of walking on the side of the highway like that, man. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to figure out what the Arms Expo is going to bring exactly. So in 6 days, I will let you know for sure what's going to happen there. Stay with me.
White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline pole. Wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on? What makes me keep on humming this old highway song? I've been from coast a 100 times or more, and I ain't found one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline pole. Wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. Why?
You know, there's an interesting deal here, and just checking this out. You know, we all believe that that hard times are on the horizon here, and as they go through this, I got to see what the. You know what? When I tell you if you can play another song, I'll let you. All right, just at ease. Looking at the world debt clock here, they are projecting if things keep going as they are. What I don't see, let me check this here. What I don't see is when the date is on this. I can't blow it up far enough. But anyway, it does project that gold prices will be given a continued rise of the U.S. debt, the way it's going. They project gold prices to be at $7,029 an ounce, and silver to be at $779.68 per ounce. So I think that while we're standing around here waiting for all this to happen, probably wouldn't hurt to add another ounce or two of silver into your kitty there. Just a lucky guess on my part there. Not sure.
You say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. Honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. Say it slipped right off your hand. And when I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog.
Outside of town, tonight we'll try to
to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by. Wait on the corner. Just walk on by. Wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow love, come quench me? If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Now we could talk all night about the weather.
I know some of you have been keeping up with what's going on out there in the what they're doing and everything. We've heard they got another patriot today, and there's been a lot of reports of them going around, and it seems almost arbitrary that they're just picking people up, and so I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to what they're doing. A lot of stuff going on, and at this point, once again, it seems that they are that they're eager, that they're pushing us and until something's going to give at some point. It seems like that's what they want. So I don't know. I don't think we'll be waiting a long time before we find out, but. That's just kind of my very biased opinion here. We'll see what happens, though. Won't be tonight, I don't think. So we'll try to make it through tonight anyway.
I drive a big freighter liner and I make a last payment today. And I drive to all points out of New York City to L.A. Well, a little woman smiles when I pack up to leave her. I'll soon be back, but I just got the fever. She's a believer. I got the freight liner fever. There's a railroad a-running by the highway out in Santa Fe. And I passed an old freight train a-making his run the other day. Merle Haggard said to his fireman's appeal, he's a-blowing this freight train off of the rail. He got the fever.
Fever.
He's got the freight liner fever. Well, here said Red, what you carrying in that cigarette pack? I said, I got my second driver, and he's gonna drive all the way back. It's a big black pill, so long and round. To a driver, it's a West Coast turn around. It's for the fever.
Fever.
That old freight liner fever. Well, I passed Dave Dudley up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I passed Dale Reeves down in Shreveport, Louisiana. Dick Curtis got a hung on a hill up in Maine. I pulled him on over with my 40-foot chain. He got the fever.
Fever.
He's got the freight liner fever. I've been a-passing everything from a Jimmy to a Greyhound bus. I'm gonna spend a few days out on the West Coast to end of my run. You know, giddy up, go, and a little bit of luck. I'm gonna pass Red Simpson in his runaway truck. He's got the fever.
Fever.
He's got the freight liner fever. Oh, well, dear, said Red, what you carrying in that cigarette pack? I said, I got my second driver, and he's gonna drive all the way back. It's a big black pill, so long and round. To a driver, it's a West Coast turn around. It's for the fever.
Fever.
That old freight liner fever. Out on this road, you pass a lot of them old country boys. I seen Carl Smith, Charlie Pride, Ernest Tubb, Bill Monroe, Conway Twitty, Waylon Jennings. Seen Dave Dudley, George Jones, Porter Wagner, Bill Anderson.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead of Selma town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got the trigger wound, and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar town. Here tonight. One one of these days I'm gonna settle down and take you back with me to the guitar.
Accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, lit in the cuff of Earl's pants, and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window. I started in counting phone poles, going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. I put 2 and 2 together, added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl, his eyes was wide, his lip was curled, his leg was fried, his hands was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brakes real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clean to the floor. And it stayed right there on the floor, he says, sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it was just not real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. And right in the middle of the whole dang show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110, like gas through a funnel and eggs through a head. We took that top row of chickens off, slugger and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed on into the side of a feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
fugitive. Now I'll never forget and remember it yet, the taste of that clean pure water. And that preacher's words still fill my head, and I hear them now and then. He said, do you want? Just about over. I was old enough for the taste of love when boys turn into men. I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But the preacher's words I barely heard as sweet Bonnie Lou gave in. She said, do you want to go? Take my hand, can you feel that feeling? I said, yeah, just lead me on. It was a lonely night in Augusta. She was sitting at the end of the bar when I saw her. And with a little wine and a little time, she would be a prize to win. I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But that preacher's words could not be heard when she whispered, come on in. She said, do you want to go to heaven? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. Take my hand, can you feel that feeling? And I said, just lead me on. She said, do you want to go to heaven? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. Take my hand, can you feel that feeling? And I said, yeah.
Where there's a cloud don't mean there's rain. Tears in my eyes don't mean there's pain. Don't flatter yourself, I'm over you. Things aren't always what they seem. You can't believe everything you read on my face. I'm over you. You heard I'm drinking more than I should, that I ain't been looking all that good. Someone told you I was taking it rough, but why they make them old stories up? When I'm over you. There were times if you'd been around, you would have seen me broken down. But now I'm over you. So if I seem a little bit cold, it only means you've lost the hold you have on me. I'm over you. You heard I'm drinking more than I should, that I ain't been loving all that good. Someone told you I was taking it rough, but why they make
the hits from a get along there. Let's just move on to the next one.
I don't want to cry this early this morning, but cry will if you go through with leaving me alone. I don't want to cry this early this morning, so lay back down and love me and leave the leaving to later on. If it's true that God sees every sparrow when it falls, I hope you'll see me falling if you up and walk away.
Myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you care for me, but it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart, a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart, I can't control. You rule my very soul.
Someday you care for me, but it's only me.
I said the night you left me, nothing worse could ever happen. Seeing you with someone else proved that I was wrong. When your eyes met mine, I knew that you were gone forever, along with all the reasons I had for hanging on. I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, or in the gray walls of a prison doing time. I think I'd rather die and go to hell and face the devil than to lie here with you and him together on my mind. I always thought that someday we might get back together. I just thought you needed time to spread your wings and fly. When I saw the loving way you held on to each other, it was all that I'd do not to break right down and cry. I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, in the gray walls of a prison.
Oh, Last night I told a lie when I told you I could say goodbye. Here in the light of day, what a crazy thing for me to say.
Well, I hate to break in here, but I got to say hello. Sheriff H just jumped in there. Glad to see you. Join us again there, Sheriff. I feel comfortable in addressing you by that, by the way, whether some people like it or not.
This is me.
Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind. You heard what? Well, it ain't true. I was here almost all last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like? They said what? That I was crying. I haven't shed that I spoke your name. Well, that's insane. I hardly noticed you're not here. That I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got
somebody like. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change the way you feel? If the rumors were right, would you be here tonight to help this old wasn't me, just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. So forget the tears, I never cry. Lord, I bet somebody lies.
I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek, a little girl who never smiles. I've got braces on my teeth, and I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last, a single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. Triple on the corner, you pass me on the street. I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. I lost my wife and a little boy. Someone crossed that yellow line the day we laid them in the ground. Is the day I lost my mind. And right now I'm down to hold this little cardboard sign. So don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all.
Just so everybody knows there, that Sheriff H, and I know he don't mind me telling you his name, because otherwise how are you going to go vote for him? Sheriff H is Graham Harbold. He is much a man. He's got a Got a sidekick running with him. There are two of the finest men that I've ever known. And if you're in Navajo County, Arizona, and you have a burning desire to see a constitutional sheriff get in there, before I throw that around too much, let me rephrase that a little bit. If you'd like to see a sheriff in there that will abide by his oath and stick with the Constitution, then Graham Harbold is your man. Well, that's just about all I do on Friday night is sit here and push buttons. You guys listen to me talk all week. And so I'm just not up for putting you through too much of that on Friday nights. So I'm just going to sit here and push buttons.
Something that the cat drug in, so I won't kick you out. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again.
Wow, that's not a very good version of that. Let's try that again. See if we can do something better than that. Got to put a little bit of pizzazz in here. Put some gusto in it. Jeez. Let's try that one more time. Come on, step it up here a little bit. Come on down. There we go. Now you're cooking with gas.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
probably won't have time to get that in here to Tinker. We got to get this in here for Doc, and then it's going to be time to ease on towards the door here. Gee, Doc, that one ain't hardly got enough volume here. See if there's a See if we can find another version of that here. That one couldn't even hardly hear it. Let's try this one more time. Come on. Don't be shy. Alright. There you go. Now we're cooking with gas. Go, Doc. Not exactly my cup of tea, but there it is. I'm going to get this text here. Graham Harbold got a text from Iraq earlier. He said, please tell everyone that Chuck saved a lot of lives today. The partner force fled, and Navy SEALs held the line. Chuck was leading the fight as always. He went unconscious with that big signature smile on his handsome face anyway, or as always. Chuck was full of aloha, but was also a ferocious warrior who killed dozens of Daesh, is that how you say that, today, to save his brothers. So, God bless Chuck. We appreciate him and all like him, and for you, Sheriff Harbold, and your service. All right, I think we're gonna ease on out of here, and got my lovely wife and granddaughter sitting here being very, very courteous and keeping the TV down so we could finish the show. So I gotta let them crank it up and have some fun here. So we'll see you all Monday. Thanks for joining me.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things.
By the way, there's another Liberty Lounge coming up right behind this one.
A night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people.
All right, folks, this wraps up another Friday in Liberty Lounge, the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio. Join me again next week, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, for the Shooting Bench. And then again Friday at the same time for Liberty Lounge.
Cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I...
You can also listen to Miss Amy at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday on Living Way Out Here. Have a great weekend and good night.
For me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing.